What has happened over the past year and a half, more or less, is that an increasing number of European countries have tried to address the crisis by cutting fiscal deficits aggressively. And this has been counterproductive in the sense that confidence has not been restored. Private investment has not increased as a result of austerity. But in addition, of course, this has aggravated the recession and increased unemployment. And in addition, the fiscal deficit itself has not been reduced because, of course, it's difficult to reduce a deficit in the context of a recession, which is aggravating. So the idea is to move out of this trap by trying to combine the idea of fiscal consolidation, the need for medium-term fiscal consolidation, with a growth and employment strategy.
So you believe that France can actually, and Europe, resolve their employment crisis and their economic crisis by stimulating employment while achieving their fiscal deficit objectives?
The two goals are mutually supportive. And actually, by putting growth and employment at the heart of the strategy, fiscal deficit would be reduced gradually. What doesn't work is just to cut aggressively deficits and little else. And then in this case, not only does this aggravate the recession and raise unemployment, but in addition, the objective of reducing deficits in the medium term is just not achieved. Look at Greece, what is happening now, two austerity packages, and still fiscal deficits remain very high.
Mr. Torres, you warn EU member states against deregulating labor markets. Can you explain why?
The issue of deregulation has been put forward as a complement to fiscal austerity. And by deregulating labor markets, what happens, doing this at this very moment, in the middle of a recession, is that then enterprises have more possibilities to lay off workers. And so, of course, you would observe more job destruction. And at the same time, there will be, in any case, little job creation because there is a recession. So it's a question of timing. In the short term, at the moment, now is not the time to deregulate the labor market. But also it's a question of whether it's needed in general. And there may be cases where, indeed, labor regulations have problems, and then there may be a need to adjust some of these regulations. But in general terms, it's a question mark whether you need deregulation in any case. Given that countries, for example, like Austria, have adopted a very pragmatic approach to labor market institutions, and actually Austria is rewarded with a good employment performance, and at the same time, actually a good even budget performance. So I think it's a question of whether it's the right time, and also whether you do need, in general, any deregulation in the labor market.
Do you believe that France needs to stay away from previous employment stimulation measures like the 35-hour work week?
I think the situation today, the context today, is very different from the time when the 35-hour work week was created. And so I very much doubt we have to wait for the new government to give clear indications, but I doubt that the issue of reducing working time will be very much on the agenda. Now, it seems that what is on the agenda is to reduce unemployment in general, support job creation, especially for young people, rather than reducing working hours. So I'd rather see status quo in terms of the duration of the work week.
You call for investments in the real economy, for real investments. What does this mean exactly?
What happens is that there has been the incentives have been very much very high for investing in financial products, in the financial system, instead of investing in the real economy in terms of capacity building in enterprises so that the economic growth would be boosted from this investment. And the reason is simply that the returns from financial investments have been very high in certain cases. And the possibility to take risk in terms of financial investment has happened in a context where financial operators have believed that even though they took excessive risk in these financial investments, they could, if anything, be supported in the case these financial investments would not work out. They would be supported somehow by governments somehow. And it is a fact also that after the financial crisis, many banks and credit institutions have been bailed out by governments. And so it's important to change the incentives so the credit system is geared towards providing loans to enterprises which will expand, invest, and therefore create jobs.